Robert Bays?
Vulgar or?
No, come on, do it right.
Vulgar or?
There we go. And we're holding in the middle of the sugya about whether we can rely on the Chazok Shliach or Shlichuto, on a Diraisa as well. According to Nachman, B'shotera in Chazok Shliach or Shlichuto, as we started the sugya yesterday, and according to Rav Sheshet, even on a Diraisa Shliach or Shlichuto, we went through a few different riots one way or the other. And we had only started the sugya really, so we spoke about Akravas Omer, whether one can rely on Beit Din. That's different, obviously, relying on a Beit Din. And we explained that it's not a kasha on Rav Sheshet because Lamaisa, if we were relying on a Shliach, we couldn't rely at a particular time. Because it would be done by the end of the day. Today we want to continue and see if we could bring a raya one or the other. So we're holding by Omer Rav Sheshes Mina, Minala, which is two lines above, one third of the way down the daf. So Omer Rav Sheshes Mina, Minala, how can I prove to you that Shliach Otsi Shlichuto is a chazaka even when it comes to a diraita? Titanya Ha'isha Shliach Aleha Leida Oziva. A woman who has now a chiyuv to bring kinim, to be mitaheret from a leda, from a ziva. And at such time as she brings her kinim, she's a mechuseret kippurim, and is a surah ba'achilat kodashim, she nonetheless can rely on the fact that she's meviyah ma'ot v'notenet b'shofar. They used to have these little containers, they were little actually, but the boxes that were shaped thin on top, and they got large on the bottom, you couldn't stick anything out, so they called them shofarot. And one of the shofarot was marked kinim, and anybody that needed to bring kinim would put in the requisite ma'ot in the shofar, and they could just go home. The tovelet v'ochelet b'kodashim la'erev. She could be certain that by the end of the day, the kinim had been brought on the mizbeach, and that her time of tuma of mechuser kippurim was finished. My time, and now I ask you, Sher Pshishas, how can she rely on an isur karet, which she doesn't know for a fact? Ella, obviously, she's relying on a chazaka. What's the chazaka? Lav mishum de'amrinin chazaka shliach osei shlichuto. Since over here she had put her money in, left in the hands of the Kohanim or Shliach Ne'eman, so that's fine. Reb Nachman, what does Reb Nachman do about that? It seems indeed to be a riot that even on Misa Karet you can rely on a Shliach. Atam ker Reb Shemaya, says Reb Nachman, that's a special case. Yom Reb Shemaya Chazaka in Beitim Shekohanim Omdim Misham Ad Sheyechalu Kol Ma'ot Shebashofar. There too, it's not that I'm relying on a particular Kohen as a Shliach, I'm relying on Beitim. There was a Bikuach Beitim on the Shofarot, and the Beitim Kohanim would not leave the Beit HaMikdash until they made certain that every last penny in the shofar had been used up to bring the necessary kinyan. Omer Rav Sheshes, okay, let's see if I can bring another right. Let me show you, Reb Nachman, that indeed, even in the Diraita, Chazakah Oseh Shlichut, you can rely on. Detanya Omer L'Chavero, Tzei V'Laket L'cha Te'inim Mite'inati. A man owns a Te'inat tree. He says to his friend, he says, you can go out, you can pick some Te'inim if you like. Ochel Me'am Arai. So such a person can eat without taking Maaser Arai, as you can always do. I mean, you're just picking from a tree, and it wasn't yet Chayev in Masro, it wasn't Rav Pnei Abayit, and so on. Fine. But the moment that he now gets to eat them, Ma'um Asran Vadai, when it comes time that he's going to eat them with Derech Keva, then he takes off his Maaser with the Brochas, and he treats it. There's no Suffolk over here. There's no Suffolk that maybe the Baal Abayit was Tovel, was rather a Maaser for him. And the guy had absolutely no idea how many he was Malak. When he finished being Malakim, how could the guy who told him, go be Malakim, how could he take off Maaser for him from somewhere else? He has no idea how many he's taking to take off Maaser. But if he said to him, not, you could pick some Teinim from my Teina, he gives him a bushel, and he says, here, Malei lecha kakalazo Teinim Teinat, fill up this bushel, nem gesunterheit, and take it on. Over there, as he's picking, of course he could eat, ochel me'amarai. And when he takes off Maaser at home, he only takes it off tonight. Because over there, there's a chance that the guy who gave him the kalkala actually had taken off Maaser for him when he went to his own house, in order to make sure that he wouldn't be nikshal. So over there, he can't make a bracha, and he can't be certain that it's chayav in Maaser. Therefore, the Maaser can take all the kulas that he does on a normal demai. He could keep enough money for himself, and so on, the ones that aren't asur b'achila. When do we say that it's a getter only of that he's chayav demai? That's where the guy who gave it to him was in Amar. Avo b'chaver. If the guy who gave it to him and said, fill up your kalkala, was a chaver, doesn't have to worry. Ochel, ve'not tzarich laser. He doesn't have to worry about taking off Maaser at all, because if a chaver told him, then he can be certain that it was already Maaser.
Have you Maaser on the tree?
You can't take it on the tree. That would have to be that the guy meistered it for him afterwards in the Kalkala from his own home. And he said, let this be meistered for the gift that I gave this guy. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says just the opposite. When do you take off meistered my? That's only if it was the nice and was an Amoretz. The Amoretz maybe took off meistered from you at home, even though you're not really supposed to take off meistered from a distance. You're supposed to take off meistered from a mukaf. Okay, but Amoretz is not going to be so makbet, so maybe indeed an Amoretz took it off. But if the notain was a haver, then for sure he did not take off meistered. And in such a case, you should take off meistered vada. So he says the opposite, says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. I say, and of course he's arguing with his own son, Bamed varim amurim the Amoretz, havu bechaver, eino chelach yaser, meaning vadai, lefisha. If the nosing was a chaver, will definitely not take off maaser from his house and something at somewhere else. Omar Rebbe said, Rebbe, I believe that I am right, and I don't want to say it that Abba is wrong, but I think I'm more right than he is. Let's put it that way. Nirin dvarai midivrei Abba. Why? Because mutav sheyechashdu chaverim shel pitrom shalom en amukaf velo yachilu la'amei haaretz tivalim. I think that a chaver's logic would be here that since, obviously this is a special case, normally we might say, as we saw back in Shabbat, to take a piece of bread that somebody put in an oven, to take it down, to be matzah the guy, that it shouldn't cook on Shabbos. So we said over there, we don't tell one person to sin to save another guy. But over here, he was the one who gave the Amoretz, the perot, tainim. So he's going to give tainim that are treif to eat, so he speaks himself.
We don't know if he's an Amoretz, so we're talking about the other.
We'll see. We'll get to that part. But we're saying over here Amoretz. We're using the word Amoretz. We'll see why we changed it. We said that one. We're going to talk about it. But a chaver, nonetheless, would rather be over the iser of being Torah, Shalom, and Amukaf, rather than that this guy could take a chance that this guy is going to eat it without taking off Trumas and Maisos after he gave it. So therefore, says Rebbe, I think that makes more sense. When my father, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, is saying that, I mean, how would a chaver take off Shalom and Amukaf? I mean, so then he shouldn't have given it to him. And if he gave it to him, he's going to take responsibility already. So mutav sheyechashdu chaverim likrom Shalom and Amukaf v'al yachilu la'amei haaretz tibalim. Now note, says Reb Sheshet, that the whole machlokas between Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Rebbe was built around what was more reasonable in terms of the chashat. But that's all. In other words, everybody would agree if there wouldn't be a problem of taking off Shalom and Amukaf, that you could rely 100% that the guy took off, and all he is a shliach. And nonetheless, you're relying on an issur d'oraisa of Achilas Stevel, that he definitely took off Trumas and Maisers for me. So you see, Chazaka Shliach was Eshlichuto. Let's see this inside. So Atka no pligi el de Marsavar Nechshadu Marsavar lo Nechshadu. The only question over here is whether there's a problem of taking off Shalom and Amukaf. Abu Kuli Yama Chazaka Shliach was Eshlichuto. There's absolutely no question that the Balabayit becomes a Shliach, because it's his responsibility not to be Machil Isur to the Amoretz. So he definitely took care of it. Says Reb Nachman, very nice, but it has nothing to do with the question. We were talking about a chazaka, shliach oser shlichuto. Is that what we're relying on over here? Or are we relying on the shliach, the din of a chaver, the chazaka that a chaver is not motzi dover, that ena zeno mitukan? It's all different issue. So the halsam ken rebbe chadnina, and chosa, don rebbe chadnina, chosa, chazakahu al chaver, sheeno motzi dover, sheeno mitukan mitachat yado, therefore it will even be over on the iser, according to Rebbe. But the point is, we're not relying on the shlichut, we're relying on the status of chaverut. That's a different chazaka. You're trying to tell me we always rely on a shliach. What's that to do with a shliach? This has to do with a different chazaka. Am I telling you you can't rely on a chazaka? That's for sure. I'm just telling you that this is not a good chazaka. You're telling me, but we rely on that chazaka. It's a different chazaka. Chazaka that a chaver is a nazi dover shenemet ukan. Yeah, I don't get the case. As Ramati just pointed out, I don't understand. How did it become an amoretz? You just said that the amoretz was the notain. But if the chaver was the notain, then you can eat in a tzarech lahasir. Divrei Rebbe. No thing. But who was he saying it? Who was the Mekav? Hi Amoretz, the Karmelei Lamar. To whom did the Amoretz say, take? Elaimed the Karmelei Amoretz Chavrei. Did he say it to his friend, an Amoretz? He said, my dear friend Amoretz, take a Kalkola, Gesunter, hey, unes, mein Kind, es, wie ein guter Amoretz. So what are we telling you? Maas and Demai. Who are we telling to take off Demai? Telling the Amoretz, take off Demai. Because why? Never trust the Amoretz. He'll tell you, what are you talking about? Those are the only people you can trust. Chaverim, for sure you can't trust. Now, seriously, the Gemara says, don't trust an Amoretz over a chaver either. Wait, trust these guys with the black hats. I mean, these people are much more reliable. He ain't going to listen to you. Mitzai. Ela ba'amoritz the karmel le'chaver. So what are we talking about over here? That the amoritz, we said, if the dotin is an amoritz, so he's giving it to a chover. So they were saying the chover should take off the mind. Okay, let's see if that works out. Ema sefa. How do you explain what Rebbe says then? Nirin dvorai mi divrei haba. What I say seems more reasonable than what that says for Chimrei Gamliel. Why? Because mutav she'echashdu chavirim l'trom shalom l'mukav v'yachil la'ame ha'aret. Falling. Which ame ha'aret? I thought we just proved that he didn't give it to an amoritz. Give it to a chover. So he's sticking to himself. Because if I gave it to a chover, so obviously he'll take care of it himself. He knows the cheshbon, and the chover understands that I'm not going to take off shalom l'mukav, and I'm relying on him to take off for himself. So why is that nirin dvorai? It's not nirin dvorai. So what are telling me about it? There is no amoritz. Which amoritz? You just proved it's a chover. Amoritz. My boy asked, what's an, how did amoritz get involved over here? We just showed that we're talking about a chover. We're obviously speaking to a chover. So how did amoritz get here that we're now saying that the chover's going to say to himself, oh, I better be over on the yisr of shalom l'mukav, or I'll be nifshal in giving this guy tevel. It's like nehiver. Mela, that's an yisr chomer. I'm not going to go worry about mukav when I got a problem with nehiver. Homer Ravina says, Ravina, look, there's no way out of this. What we're going to have to say is that the reish is talking about indeed an amoritz said it to a chover. So there it says, yes, take it mine. That makes sense. The seifa is talking about a chover. Indeed, it says a chover there. And the chover indeed said it to an amoritz. Otherwise, it makes no sense what Rebbe is saying. But there was a chover that overheard the conversation. So now the amoritz offers the chover, my dear chover, would you like some tainim? So the chover says to himself, like that. The chover who was giving it, he gave it to an amoritz. He didn't know that I was going to be the recipient. Had he known I would be the recipient, he never would have been Torah Shalom and Hamukkah. But he's thinking to himself, listen here, I'm going to be machshel this amoritz, and I gave it to him. I better take off from some ma'isrus, because nazaka in chover moetz mitachas yoder. So therefore, now that I overheard it, I'm in the best of both worlds. I get free tainim, and I can rely that my friend the chover certainly thinking he was going to get amoritz, took off from some ma'isrus. I can rely on that 100%. That's what must be. So Rebbe Sabar, oto chaver, the overhearing chaver. So he can take and eat. Because definitely that first chaver, thinking he was giving tamaritz, was going to take off ma'aser for him. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, lo yochal ad she'aser. On the contrary, the chaver should be aware, shelo nefshedu chaverim, litrom, shalom en hamukav. To which Rabbi responded, omer le Rabbi, what do you mean? Mutav she'echashdu chaverim, litrom, shalom en hamukav, v'yayachil ha'me'aretz tevalim. It's better to ignore the yisur mukav, and not to rely that a chaver won't take off ma'aser. And to recognize that in this particular case, I need to take responsibility for the amoritz. The ma'akam iflagay. So what really are they arguing about? Rabbi savar nechalei lachaver delavid huisur kliyilavid lelavid amoritz isur rabba. Rabbi Shem Yamliel savar nechalei lachaver delavid amoritz isur rabba. V'iyu afilu isur kliyilavid lelavid. The question is whether it makes it. This is very, very similar, and we need to analyze the differences between the two circuits. To the question where somebody was hit big paspatanun, as this points out, he's going to be over on this in the Eisah until Shabbos. I can avoid his Tzul Shabbos by doing an Isser Kal of being married the pot, which the Rabbanan said, don't do. It's a chokhmah veinam alokh. Should I take it down? Save the guy from doing an Isser Karei? Or should I say, well, I'll protect myself. I won't do... Obviously, there's two completely different visions of the nature of Aravut. How do I take responsibility for the other guy's thing? And there's two points that we need to take into consideration. One is, which we've already discussed, that I'm being Goreim Yisur here by giving him over Tevel B'Yadayim. The other thing is that I need to take into consideration, which Shmuel said, is that in the case of Rabiat Apat, he already did an Isser. He was Peshia. Are you Tainabai? He didn't realize it. I mean, ignorance is not, that's still a Pshia. I mean, he should have thought to himself, well, what if he doesn't get banked before Shabbat, and end up banking on Shabbat and so on. So that was his responsibility. Once he was over on his own responsibility, fine. It's no longer for me to do. The Maisa was done. Mashiach over here, he's about to eat it. I have an ability to do something to prevent from eating it by being Mitakenet. So it's not precisely the same issue, but we are raising now new elements of the interrelationship of people vis-a-vis their chiyuvim. Obviously, depending on the various factors, we come out with very different points of view about the nature of arvus. This is already a tough sugya because it's got so many different elements. Again, based on the idea that a person has to be in the same rishus as his eruv. A. B. He has to have access to his eruv before Shabbat. We now, and I promised you earlier that these two sugyas are getting closer and closer. Here we have a case that involves both questions. Because putting your eruv up in a tree involves you in two problems. First of all, can you climb the tree to get the eruv on Shabbat? So perhaps you're not, even if you're in technically b'makom echad, you won't have access to the Erev. Then there's the question, how far away are you from the Erev? What's the din of the Rishus? If you're at the bottom of the tree, maybe you're in Rishus HaRami. If the tree is big enough, the Rishus becomes, the Yilan becomes Rishus HaYot. So you become two separate Rishuyot. So here already both issues seem to be interrelated. It's going to turn out to be not as simple as cases of look. But what it seems to be saying is that if the Erev is Ted Tfachim above the ground, I don't know where you are exactly. Maybe you're on the tree too. But we don't know that yet. So if it's Ted Tfachim above the ground, it's not a good Erev. If it's below Ted Tfachim, so then apparently you and the Erev are in the same Rishut because you're on the bottom of the tree. And the Erev is on the bottom of the tree. But if Natano Babor, you put the Erev in a pit, doesn't matter how far down it goes. So then I feel Amok Me'ama. Even if the pit is 100 amos deep, it's still a kosher Erev. Ooh, that's definitely a foil in there. I think because then there it's only a question of what Rishus you're in. I mean, so if the two are similar, then it must not be. You're in the bor, then you have to be on the tree. This mission is a little bit strange. So Yossi, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Asi, Rav Bar Nosson. So these three were sitting, Talmidim of Rav Nachman, and discussing the sugya. And Rav Nachman was sitting nearby, Gabayu. The Yatve, the Ka'ame, they were saying over between, you know, what's it talking about? Hai Ilan, the Koyhech. Where is the tree, first of all? The tree in Rishut HaYachid, or is the tree in Rishut Rabbi? But Ilan, the Koyhech, Rishut HaYachid. Look, if the tree is inside, let's say, yard, so then the whole thing is absurd. Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata. But what's the Nafkamina? Whether it's above 10 or below 10, I mean, Rishut HaYachid Ola HaDurakia. It's all one big Rishut HaYachid. Ela, the Koyhech, Rishut Rabbi. So what? It's talking about that now it's Rishut Rabbi. Okay, now, where were you going to have your Makom Shvita? On the ground or in the tree? Now, I know the first thing you get to tell me, what do you mean in the tree? How could you not allow to climb a tree on Shabbos? I can't have a Makom Shvita in the tree. Okay, but obviously we're ignoring the problem of the tree, of using a tree, because otherwise what's Nafkamina? Where the Erev is, you can't use a tree to get your Erev anyway. So let's ignore the tree for a moment. Because obviously we don't have a problem with the tree. Maybe because it's only an Isser Shvus and it's been a Shmashot and it's a Tzarev Mitzvah. I don't know, but let's ignore it for a minute. So now, where did you intend to have your Makom Shvita? On the tree? Your hotel is going to be treetops. There you go. Perfect. So now, if that's the case, so Adarabba, it's great. The Erev is Lamala and you're Lamala. So who they rule the Makom Echa? So what's the Mishnah's problem? Okay, so now we've established the tree is in Rishut HaRabim. And must be the Nitkaven Lishpot Lamat. You're in Rishut HaRabim. If it's Lamala Me'asara, so then the tree becomes, it's in Rishut HaYachid, because once it's 10 Tvachim high, if it's 4x4, which is standard for a tree, then it'll be in Rishut HaYachid. So you'll be in one Rishut, the Erev will be in another Rishut. That's not a kosher Erev. But I don't understand. Isn't there another problem over here? V'okam Mishtam Erev B'yilan. Forget about the question of whether you and the Erev are B'makom Echad. How are you able to remove the Erev from the tree if you're being Mishtam Erev B'yilan? You're not allowed to be Mishtam Erev B'yilan. So now, for the first time, we're raising an issue. That's what we could have raised the issue earlier. But okay, we chose first to deal with the Makom. Now we're going to deal with the accessibility. Accessibility is bi-direction.
Bi-direction.
Means I have to have accessibility to your brain.
No chance.
Sorry, Lewis. Shimush B'yilan is to remove something from a tree. That's every show. Say, Lachor, from this sugi, you see the most taken for granted. That it's called Tashmish Ilan, even to pick something up off of a tree. It's very problematic. This already is not our sugi, but let's take as an assumption that there is a problem with Shimush B'yilan, and we'll try to figure out maybe it's a particular thing. Whether all over it's considered to be Shimush B'yilan. As far as the hammock concept, we'll talk about tomorrow in detail. But in any event, how come we're not worried about that? So therefore, I'll say like this. L'yoylam t'koi b'rishat harapi. You know what? We're certainly right about where the tree is. The tree is in Rishus HaRabim. He is definitely Tkavin Lishpot Lamat. I mean, you're not going to change that, because that's given in terms of Rishuyot. There's no way out of the problem. It needs to be Huvei Ruvo Rishut HaChat. So what's your problem? Accessibility. Fine. Accessibility is not a problem, because since Tashmish Ilan is only an Issa Drabanan, maybe this is going to Rebbe. Remember, we've discussed this many times already. We're going to be getting to the main sugi tomorrow. Rebbe, he de amar kol davar shu mishum shvot. Anything which is only us, because Rabbanan told you to be Shovet, that is Issa Logozer Alav Ben Hashbashot. Perhaps because of the Tzarech Mitzvah. Somebody is a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether it means Bechlal is no Isser of an Isser Shvot, except if it's Shabbos Vaday, or some of the Rabbanim weren't Gozer in Makom Safek, or whether because we're dealing with the Mitzvah and Achat Eruv, they're not Gozer. We certainly see such an Afkamina in Shabbos, according to Rabbanim. You know, can you do a Mitzvah Ben Hashmosh if it involves an Isser Rabbanim? According to Rebbe, could be Bechlal is no Isser, this is a Machlokas. In any event, in our case, we've therefore established the meaning of the Mishnah. As far as his being in the same Rishut as his Eruv, he's in the same Rishut because he's in Rishut Rabbanim. The Ilan is in Rishut Rabim, and the Eruv is not ten tvachim up on the Ilan. Therefore, the Eruv is in Rishut Rabim. As far as the question is, how can he remove his Eruv from the tree? It's going according to Rebbe. Yet since it only needs to be accessible to be kena mokum shvita ben hashmashot, and according to Rebbe, there's no issur shvot ben hashmashot. Mamela, there's no problem. Amalu, Reb Nachman was listening into his Talmidim say over this Mishnah, and they came to this analysis. He was very pleased with their brain function. And he said to him, Yasher, Chazak Be'amatz, V'chein Omer Shmuel. This is exactly the way Shmuel also was befarish the Mishnah. Wonderful. Omru Leh, so they said to Reb Nachman, what, Tatrita Bakulei Hai? Were you befarish the Mishnah so much? What is that supposed to mean? Inu Nani Achika Patri, but what do you mean? They themselves just did that. Why are they so amazed that Reb Nachman is as smart as they are, or that he's being a smart aleck? What are they trying to say? No. They're telling him, Kavitu Leh Bigmara. This is the way that your Kaveya, your Gemara, on this Mishnah, to say this Pshatim and Mishnah, was this a possibility? Or this is the way that you're Kaveya? Amaloim? This is the way that I'm Kaveya, my teaching in the Mishnah. Absolutely. It my name on Reb Nachman on Shmuel. Indeed, Reb Nachman quotes Shmuel as saying clearly, Sark, Hacha Be'ilan Ha'emet Rishus HaRabim Askinan. The Ilan is definitely Rishus HaRabim, and the Ilan itself is indeed Gavoa Sarav Rachav Arba'ah. So that it has the potential to be Rishut HaYachid if you put the Erev Hayin up. And this guy, his kavana was to be Nitkaven Lishpot L'mata. And all of this, everything that they had taken into consideration was Kavua and his Sugya, Aliba the Shmuel, and even the part about it's going according to Rabbi. The Yomar Koldavar Shu Mishum Shmot, Lo Gazrola Ben Ashmashot, and only understanding the Sugya with this particular construct does the Mishnah make any sense. Omar Rava, says Rava, is one thing that nobody's pointing out, and that is that we have a very strange situation. And that situation is, and this is really unique to Eruvin. Normally we define Rishut HaYachid and Rishut HaRabim in terms of Mechitzah. When it came to Eruv Chatzera, we saw that we extended the din of Mechitzah and created a new concept of Diurim. Now it depends on the usage of the people who own the Rishut, which normally was completely foreign to the nature of Dinei Shabbat. Other than, according to the Shitot, to all that Rishut HaRabim includes not only a non-definition of Mechitzah, but also the fact that everybody should use it. It was the only time that we found that the use of a place was central to defining its nature. The Rabbanan extended, Shlomo HaMelech extended the din of Mechitzot to include the din of the Mechitzot vis-a-vis the Diurin, which certainly nobody had ever said, because even Diurin in terms of Rishut HaRabim were where they don't have Mechitzot, not where you do have Mechitzot. So he created a new concept of Diurin. What's fascinating is that the opposite concept also exists when it comes to the din of Eruvei Techumim. So over there we created a concept of spaces that are not marked off by Mechitzot, correct? So as we create a space which is 2,000 amot, that's the space that you can walk. Outside of that, it's you walk a different space. Wait, a different space, but it's exactly the same points I was before. What defined it? My usage, my makom shvita, correct? Now, extending that idea is a fascinating amot. In the same way that I created spaces without mechitzot, in terms of defining where my personal space is, which the Torah implies by saying mimikomo. Al yetzei ish mimikomo. That means there exists a concept of personal space. The Rabbanan also defined that space in an interesting way. If you're in a city, so then that city is considered to be one space. Therefore, your tchum begins at the end of the city. That's a funny idea. I mean, mamonoshav. If the Torah is giving you a halacha of personal space, how did the city come to define your personal space? Elamai. The Chachamim gave a different definition to personal space than the standard definition of normal mechitzah. And they said that the virtual space that extends around a person, if he's alone in a field and there's nothing there, he gets four amot all around himself. That's his virtual space. If he's in a city, not only the area of the buildings are his virtual space, but the city continues until the last of the extensions of the city, with anything within 70 amot is considered to be an extension of the city, even a little hut. That's all part of your personal space. Now begins the distance out of your space.
Does that preclude that there's an eruv around the city? I mean,
if there's an eruv, it's even better. If there's an eruv,
there's no eruv, then
it's still. That's the amazing thing. When it would come to defining Rishut HaYachid or Rishut HaRabim, it's eruv a bust. You can't even say it's a city. People live here. It's private. Is there mechitzah? No mechitzah. What are you telling me? People live here. It's irrelevant. People live here. But when it comes to eruv Techumim, it's not irrelevant at all. This is my town. Let's have this is your town. So then this is all your place. Now you can't go 2,000 amot outside of that place. By the way, there's a machlokas rishonim about how to understand going out of a place. In other words, is the iser not to go 2,000 amot and beyond? Similar, let's say when you're having Rishut HaRabim, don't go outside of Arba Amot. Don't carry outside of Arba Amot. So here it's don't go outside of Alpayim Amot. But it's not that there's a line that we draw at Alpayim Amot and say, here's the end of your space, cross that flatlining it then. But it's not similar to going Rishit Rabin to Rishit Yachid. Or there are some Rishonim who hold that indeed the Isser is in crossing the line. The line, in other words, we create a space that is your Arba Amot, then 2,000 Amot, or the city, then 2,000 Amot. It's not the fact that you walked more than you should have. You walked more than Arba Amot. It's the fact that you went out of your personal space, which is defined as 2,000 Amot extended beyond, actually, the diagonal. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm just introducing the idea here. Is it a din of Yitzhiyah, so to speak, from one to another? Or is it a din of going too far? It's not the same thing as going Arba Amot Rishit Rabim. The truth is that those who learn that Arba Amot Rishit Rabim is itself a bit of Yitzhiyah. That complicates matters. Okay. But keep it in mind, because we're going to see it makes an afkamina. But the way I'm presenting it now is that your personal space is defined ki'ilu there are mechitzot around you. Vis-a-vis the dinam of Tchumim, it's as if this city is surrounded by mechitzot, right, Rich? Even though it's not mechitzot. But when it comes to the din of Tchumim, the concept of a mechitzot, of a rishus, has a completely different meaning. It's an extension of personal space. It's not defined by walls and virtual walls and so on. Therefore, Rava says the most amazing Kiddush. This entire Mishnah is based on a tree that's sitting in the middle of a field. Forget about it sitting in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. If this tree was sitting in the middle of Rishus HaRabim in town somewhere, none of this would have happened. Why not? Because since the entire town is all your personal space, you cannot distinguish between a Lamala, a Lamata, one's in Rishus HaYachid, one's in Rishus HaRabim. It's ridiculous. It's all in the same place. It's in a different city. He lives in city A, so that his tchum begins from the edge of city A. But he wants to be able to travel from city B, which is 2,000 amot away, another 2,000 amot. So how does he do that? He makes an eruv in city B. The thing is, though, that city B being a city, the entire city is considered to be, as we'll see, just arba amot. Because when you have an area which is lived in, that's one arba amot. I don't care if it's 50 miles long. You want to walk the entire distance of L.A., walk the entire distance of L.A. The tchum begins after L.A. So even if you started outside of L.A., since L.A. now is within your tchum, L.A. is 4 amot. Now continue to walk as much as you have on the other side of L.A. Even if it took you all day to get to the other side.
All the way to San Diego.
All the way to San Diego. I was thinking of going north, not going south. Why would you want to go south? Another, so we see that Lagabi, the din of personal space, it's not mechitzas, it's kaveh the rishos. Therefore, tainas rava. This is only an ilan that's standing in the middle of an open area that's outside of the ibur, meaning even that 70 amot area around the city, in which if anything else is in, it's still considered to be an extension of the city. It has to be outside the ibur of the city. Avalilan o me betoch ibur ashamir. What's nafkamina where it is? Afilu malami asara. Harezei roof. It's all one rishus. When you say, obviously, it's not really all one rishus. If you carry from the top of the tree to the Rishut Rabim, you'll be high of Misa. I mean, it's considered to be from Rishut Yachid to Rishut Rabim. We're talking about in vis-a-vis the definition of hu b'makom echad ve'ruvo b'makom acher, which is a unique definition in terms of makom shvita. But in terms of the dinim of makom shvita, a city is all one thing. If a city is all one thing, how are you going to distinguish between the top of a tree and the bottom of a tree? It's as if the tree is inside of a building. In terms of the dinim of rishut, what would be an equivalent case? You're talking about carrying a tree inside of a building. So then you're going to say the top of the tree is a different rishut? The building defines the space of the tree. So legabe... You look how relaxed you are.
Is that wrong?
Yes, yes, it's very wrong. Such relaxation is a step away from either the grave or the bed. So therefore, in terms, I'm still trying to put this into a conceptual vision over here. So what would be one rishus when it comes to the question of carrying, rishus of carrying, which is defined by mechitzot, so we would say there's a mechitzot all around. When it comes to personal space, it's as if there were mechitzot all around, right? Because as far as you're concerned with your personal space, the city is all one place. So if it's all one place, consider it filled to the brim. An ilan that is aimed. B'teuchi b'rashal yir says Rava, afil l'mala mi'asara, it's all considered to be one space. D'mata k'man d'mal yadami. Because the whole city is filled to the brim with your living space. It's all one living space. Says the Gemara, wait a second. So if Rava really holds that, so then by definition, since everyone's personal space, if we're amot, extends around him, as if, look up, the dinam of carrying, it's a machitza, so then everyone's four amot should also be one, like walls are surrounding him. So then even if you're in the middle of a field, in the middle of nowhere, you're at the bottom of a tree, and the air is at the top of the tree, you're both of you are surrounded by the virtual living walls that are created by a human being's personal space. So what's the Mishnah Bechlal talking about? The air is taten, it's below, then who cares? It's all one rishut, according to Rava. Ask the Gemara, see, hachi, chutz li burash al yernani. Even the Omar Rava. It's Rava himself who pointed out that Hanotene Ruvo, wherever a person puts his Eruv, Yeshul Arba Amot. The area around the Eruv, 4 Amot, is his. Even if he ended up somehow getting stuck and he's not able to move, we'll see later on cases where things were done improperly, he still has 4 Amot around that area, which is all one space. If it's all one space, then it's Kamandam Aliyah down there. So why do we care here whether the Eruv is Lamala Miyasar or Lamata Miyasar? So it should be a Rishut HaYachid. Obviously, it doesn't really mean a Rishut HaYachid. I mean, there's no Mechitzot. It's a joke to call it Rishut HaYachid. But in terms of the dinin of Tchumin, it's the equivalent of a personal space. Rishut HaYachid Ola HaDarakia. Again, this is a borrowed term. It's not really Rishut HaYachid Ola HaDarakia. But it's the same way that a personal space should extend the Lamala. Why should it be any different than a Mata, which you got city, that extends the Lamala? Fantastic point. Om Rav Yitzhak Bered Rav Misharsha. Let us go back, therefore, to the drawing board, because we ignored this tremendously important nekuda. We thought we had it all worked out very simply. The tree is a vertical tree. It's purely a question of how high the Erev is. It was only a Shaila versus a Rabbi versus a Yachid. Hishtam should be Ilan. We had it all very simple, the way Reb Nachman explained it. Aliba de Shmuel. We thought we had to handle all the angles. Comes along now Rava and makes it all more complicated. Now we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and redefine the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah no longer make sense? Because, I mean, we thought we had a problem. Now it turns out no matter where it is on the tree, as long as the tree is vertically within his Arba Amot, who cares how high it is since Arba Amot extends out the rakia. We're going to have to redefine the case to create a problem of Ubamakom Echad Ve'Ubamakom Echad. Obviously, this tree has got to extend horizontally, not only vertically. Here is our picture. Those of you who have never seen a tree, this is our picture of a tree. It's got this bottom piece, which is called a trunk. It's got these green things on top.
Oh, this is from the Misharshia.
Yes, which is called, we call them leaves. It has pieces that stick out of the middle that are called branches, in case it's difficult for you to imagine, but there is a planet on which things like this grow. And here the question is, first our question is, how far away from you is the bread? And then we'll get to the question of, so why does it say Lamala Lamata? Because now, I mean, last I heard, Lamala Lamata does not measure horizontal distance. So that's a separate issue, which obviously we're reaching, groping towards a solution of that
branching
problem.
Branching
out, we haven't gotten there. Okay. So therefore, Akabila Nanota Chutzgar Bamo. We're talking about a tree that has a branch that extends outward beyond the Arba Amot of the personal space of the person. And the guy who wanted to be Kodesh Mokom Shvita wanted it to be right at the trunk. So therefore, when it says over Lamata Miyasara, it's talking about, since it's Lamata Miyasara, he doesn't have a problem of the fact that it's outside of his Arba Amot, because at least it's not on a Rishut Hayachid. So his only problem is, how do I get it here, since it's further than my Arba Amot? Okay. So he can bring it, according to some, it's talking about that it's less than 8 Amot. More than 4, but less than 8. So since it's less than Arba Amot for him to move, it is allowed to move Arba Amot to Rishut Arambi. Less than Arba Amot. So less than Arba Amot, it's already within his personal space. Therefore, he's got no problem. Rashi says he could always move in a long space, as long as each time it's less than Arba Amot, because after all, we're talking about doing an Yisur Shvot, and Hashem Hashot, even though not supposed to do this Chatzim. But over here, let's say, there should be no problem. And therefore, we don't have, I mean, what are you going to say? But wait, what about those virtual walls that surround him, and now he's going to bring it to those walls? Like, come on, guys. Those walls don't have anything to do with carrying. They're not real walls. The walls were only walls that got to be come in. Now you're talking about the problem of, how do I get it in? Getting it in is a carrying issue. There's no walls here, but making it to a Shurta Yalkit for carrying, right? So therefore, there's no problem, one way or the other. The mission makes perfectly good sense. If it's too far out, so then it's in a different Rishut. Over here, the question of whether it's too far out revolves around the issue as to whether the tree is, in fact, a Rishut Hayachid, because it's now Lamala Miyasara. Umala Malo Malamata. So what's the Lamala Lamata we're talking about? That the tree goes up, right? So in other words, it's going out and up, as branches often do, you may have noticed. So therefore, when the tree, if the bread of my Eruv now is outside of my Arba Amot, and it's also Lamala Miyasara, so then it would mean, in order to bring it down to my trunk, in which I want my Mokom Shvita, so to get it down there, that was yesterday. So in order for me to get it down, I'd have to carry it from Rishus HaYachid, which is the Ilan, down to the ground into my Rishus, which is actually Rishus HaRabim in terms of carrying. So now I've got a real problem. that's indeed an issue. Whereas if it's lamata miasar, and I don't have a problem of carrying it, so then I only have the problem of whether it's betoch my area or not betoch my area. Fine, that's the question. We're saying over here, ruvei ruvo b'makom echad. Therefore, the picture over there shows you both issues with the measuring stick. You see, so if when it extends outwards, it's 10 tefachim high, so how am I going to get it down? It's a rishut hayachid. How can I bring it down to the trunk of the tree? I'm carrying it to rishut harabim, even though you said there's virtual mechitzot here. That was only in terms of dinim of kumim, not in terms of a reality. So how am I going to get it there? Mashenkeg, if when it's outside of my rishut, if it's lamata miyasara, okay, so then basically it's still within the airspace of rishut harabim. So you're saying, but wait, but it's 4 amas away. No, that's not a problem. I'll carry it less than 4 amas at a time, and I'll bring it into my rishus. It's still bein hashmashot. I don't have a problem, and I'll call the seder. So far, this is the issue. We'll see tomorrow that there's additional complications that we can get into, which is the shaila of whether even if it's lamala miasara, isn't there a way to bring it through a makom patur and bring it down? I don't mind going to the two dots. Where, if you guys are willing to continue, fine. No problem. Ask the Gemara. Well, wait a minute. Vayi boy, ma'isle derech alav. I don't get it. What's it? Let's say it's outside of Arbat. Yeah, it's more than 10 tefach. Okay. So why can't he climb the tree? Because after all, it's Beinash Mashot. We said we're going to Rebbe. Let him climb the tree. He's now 10 tefachim high. Okay. The area 10 tefachim high is Rishut HaYachid. He can then bring it along the branch in Rishut HaYachid. When it's now over the trunk. Since in terms of the dinim of his makam shvisa, there's virtual walls that extend upward, and it's considered to be malay, which is Rava's outshita. So once he gets it over the trunk, even though he can't bring it down to the trunk, that's irrelevant, because the trunk and the top of the tree, as far as dinim of tumim are concerned, are all one case. And therefore, this is, within the whole Arba Amos, it's a virtual wall. So once he climbs the tree, brings it along the branch, he has no problem. So what's nafkadin if it's lamalam yasur? I don't understand. Ah, it's talking about, says the Gemara, Kisharabin Mechatfim Alav, or Kedula. The Omar Ula Amut Tishab Rishut Rabin, Rabin Mechatfim Alav, Vizarak Venach Agabav Chayav. The problem over here is that on the area of the trunk, now here we're getting a little bit more complicated, on the area of the branch, which is gradually going upwards, I don't like this picture at all. But we have over here a branch which is going upwards, remember, right? So therefore, as it extends further out, it gets l'mala mi'asar. Now you're saying, okay, so why can't I simply move it along the branch? Uh-huh. Because once the branch gets down to 9 tefachim, exactly, you will remember back from Shabbat that where you have a 9 tefachim height that is used by people in a Rishut HaRabim to lay their backpacks on for purposes of adjustment and so on, it becomes bottle of the Rishut HaRabim, and now is an actual Rishut HaRabim. The moment, therefore, that I try to slide the Eruv into my Arba Amot, I take it from Rishut HaYochid, Diorita, to Rishut HaRabim, Diorita. So I have no way to slide it. Therefore, I can't get it to where I am. And that's the case of the Mishnah, a very simple case. It's a simple case where I have a tree, and the tree has branches, and the branches extend, usually to get lamala miyasar tefachim, you have to be, at one point, lamata miyasar. So that's our simple case. So now we've dealt with the problems of where we get into a ruve ruve b'makom echad, on the one hand, and where you don't have access to your eruv on the other hand.